Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
One of the top stories of the papers today, which is going to anger people quite a lot. 11 GP practices made more than 1 million from medical card holders last year on the medical card scheme. 1 million. Now, remember, that's 1 million just out of medical card holders. That's not including what they would get as well if, you know, you take into consideration they charge 50 to 65 quid per person for normal private patients. When I say normal, I use it in inverted commas. Now, Freedom of Information figures released to NewsTalk show spending on the scheme increased by 8% last year and almost 854 million. Eight, that's nearly a billion euro, was paid out to over 3,000 GP practices under the medical card scheme last year, up from the 788 million of 2020. The total includes payments for patients and practice support payments. Some 24 practices were paid more than 900,000, nearly a million quid each under the scheme, with 11 getting at least 1 million. And the highest earner was Dr. Salganikar, Vivek MacDev is his name, who runs a surgery in Mellick, County Laois, who was paid over 1.3 million. The next highest was Dr. Austin O'Carroll in the north inner city of Dublin, who got over 1.2 million. Dr. Kathleen O'Connor in Tralee, County Kerry, came third. It's like the charts, isn't it? Years ago, I should, maybe Larry Gogan should be reading this out, God bless him. At over 1.1 million. And in a statement, the HSE said the figures are gross amounts. Noting that while they attach to the name of a particular GP, they can cover several GPs and staff working in the same practice. In other words, sometimes a GP's practice might have four doctors or three doctors or two doctors or whatever. So it doesn't all automatically go to one doctor, it goes to the practice. Now, before you all get up in arms about how much doctors are getting from the medical card, we need to remember that medical card scheme payments are never just a salary to a GP. There's a full team, as I said, that, you know, goes from the GP nurses to the receptionists, the secretaries, the cleaners, and obviously all the payments that are required to run a business. But today I want to ask you, do you think the idea of charging medical card holders would be a good idea? Now, I find it difficult to talk about these kind of topics at the moment when we're looking at a cost of living increase, and I don't like to see anything going up in price. But I do remember many, many years ago talking to a girl who was a receptionist in a GP practice. And she said to me that the reason they don't have appointments on the day, because I was given out to her saying I had an upset stomach or something like that, and I wanted to go to the doctor, and they said, oh yeah, we can't give you an appointment until next week. And I said, sure, it'll be grand by then, you know. And it's almost like you have to make an appointment to be sick. In other words, I'm thinking of being sick next Wednesday. Is there any chance of an appointment? Because she said the problem is that the GP surgeries, now that was just her anecdotal observation, was filled with people with medical cards. And I said, are they sick? And she said, well, some are genuinely sick, but some are not. She said they might just have a sniffle or a cough or a cold or, you know, something that could be dealt with just, you know, with a paracetamol or an MSIP. But they go to the doctor because it's free. And there was research done in the matter private in relation to A&E and the people who had gone to A&E. And the majority, seemingly, on one particular day of the research, who went to A&E in the matter hospital, didn't need to be there. They could have gone to the local GP or sorted out their own problem by just going to the chemist and getting an MSIP or whatever it happens to be. They might have just had a cold. Or a minor injury that could have been dealt with themselves with a plaster or something like that. And I'm not saying people, if they feel something's wrong with them, shouldn't go to a doctor. You should go to a doctor, of course, if you feel something's wrong, which particularly if you feel it might be serious, or you have an infection or something like that, and you need to get an antibiotic. But the idea that, you know, people are filling surgeries because it's free is something that needs to be addressed. Now, if everybody was getting it free and we had enough GPs and we had a big service, well, then it would be fine. But they're not. It's only a certain section of the community get it for free, and other people can't afford to go to the doctors. They have to decide whether it's food or the doctors. So would it be such a bad idea, for example, if you charge maybe 10 euro for each doctor's visit for somebody on a medical card, and maybe 20 euro for A&E for a doctor's visit? Would that be such a bad idea? And if it's a genuine injury, or if it's somebody who has a terminal illness, of course they shouldn't be charged. Or if it's an old age pension, of course they shouldn't be charged. But people just wasting time. Because so many people would make appointments on medical cards, they don't even turn up. That happens too quite a lot when it's a medical card, because you don't have to pay. But doctors have to get paid. So the question is, should there be a small administration charge for medical cards. And that money could be ring-fenced to reduce the price, of course, for private patients as well. Let me know what you think. Would that be a good idea? Should we charge a small administration charge for using a medical card in a GP's practice? The number's 087-188-0008. And let me know if you think it's a good idea. Let me go to Will. Will, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Will?
Hello, Niall. How are you doing?
Good. Will, would it be a good idea?
Look, the idea, it's a good idea, but I think €10, if you're on social welfare getting, what is it, €204 a week, and you have to give €10, like that's 5% of your income for the week to go to the doctor.
But how often do you go to the doctor? I mean, twice a year maybe.
Yeah, but let's just say you were unlucky and in a 2 month period you got sick, you're in your 50s or whatever, and you had to go to the doctor 5 times over a 5 or 6 week period. And you have to, and you're unfortunately you're out sick, you're on social welfare and you have to pay €10 every time. For a genuine person, that's too much.
Well, no, I did mention that for example, in that situation, if it was the same illness, you pay the tenner the first time, but you wouldn't have to pay again, the same as you would with a doctor. Well, I would like to think that most doctors are reasonable when it comes to charging you, you know, if you're coming back for observation for the same illness.
There probably should be a charge. €10 might be a little bit excessive, but €4 or €5 might put off people that are abusing the system and they go, well, do I really need to go to the doctor today? It's going to cost me €4. Maybe a small charge. €10, I think, might be a bit excessive. If you have a medical card, you're obviously on low income. I do agree with the principle of what you're saying, that the system is being abused, but we can't put any more pressure on society.
That's the problem.
The cost of living has gone.
No, and I understand. Myself and Aisling spoke about this this morning. I said 5 years ago I'd have done this topic and most people would have come on and said, yeah, I don't see an issue with that. And even I would have said I don't see an issue with it. But at the moment, it's difficult for me to talk about things where we're looking to charge people money. But the one thing I will say about it is that clearly at this moment in time, Ireland can't afford free healthcare, similar to the UK and Northern Ireland. We can't afford it, right? Maybe in the future we will and we should be able to. But at the moment, when I'm unwell, for example, I think twice about going to the doctor. Because it's £65. I can put that in diesel in my car and I'll wait for a few days and see do I feel better, like most people who have to pay. But if I was on a medical card, sure, I'd be hop, skipping and jumping down to the doctor because it wouldn't cost me anything and I'm probably fine. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand and I'm agreeing with the overall principle of what your point is, but I think €10 would be a bit excessive and, you know, there might be a lot of genuine people out there on low incomes with medical cards. Maybe somebody on a low income, a working family with a medical card for a couple of children, and they might not have that €10 to bring the child to the doctor and to penalise them.
Children are free anyway, aren't they, up to a certain age?
I think up to six.
Yeah, they've extended. Did they not extend that in the last budget to 9?
Not 100% sure, Niall.
Yeah, I think it's 9 now.
But let's say you have a 10 or 11, 12-year-old.
Yeah.
They're very sick. You have 4 kids. You're on a low income. You're under pressure. €10... you mightn't have the €10. So, you know, it could cause more problems in the long run.
Yeah, but we could argue that to the end of the year because realistically, if people are working and are not entitled to a medical card, if they earn over the threshold, which is a low threshold, and they're not entitled to a medical card, I mean, they also have to wonder if their child is sick, their 10-year-old is sick, and they want to bring them to the doctor, or their 16-year-old, they want to bring them to the doctor. Have they got £65?
You see, I'm also opposed to that. I think what you mentioned earlier, universal healthcare is probably the way to go through general taxation. And if the government stopped wasting money, we'd have that money to do something like that.
But see, here's the system I think is broken. I mean, if you go to Northern Ireland or the UK, and I'm very familiar with the situation, right? And let's say you're feeling unwell and you think you have a bit of a chest infection or you might have an ear infection or a kidney infection where you're going to the toilet or not, right? Very obvious stuff, right? You ring your doctor at 8:30 in the morning or 9:30 in the morning. You log your call and you have to ring between 9:30 and 9:45 or whatever it is every morning. The doctors will take the calls. And they call you back in the afternoon and they say, how are you doing, Niall? What's wrong with you? Sorry, doctor. Yeah, I just feel this need to go to the Jacks all the time. And I definitely, you know, I just have a kidney infection, you know. And they go, that's grand. Yeah, I leave a prescription for you in Boots down the road there for an antibiotic. Sorted. This saves the doctor's visit. All the doctors do it. The GPs do it up there. We don't do anything like that down here.
Well, the particular doctor I go to if I thought I had a bit of a chest infection and I have an idea what it was, I would just ring my doctor for a callback. And I'd say, well, I'm feeling like this. And he'd say, yeah, it sounds like maybe a bit of a chest infection. And that's what he'd do, antibiotic. And that would clear it up. I don't have to go in and waste a half an hour of the doctor's time because I have an idea. A bit of a cough, a bit of mucus, it's a chest infection. So if you're thinking and you're considerate of other people and other people's time, you'll do that. And there are people, of course, that I have a medical card, nothing better to do. I'll go to the doctor twice a week. And I don't agree with that. But I think that the bigger issue is that we probably should have some sort of a universal healthcare system.
Well, that's
where
the future.
Everybody can go, it's paid for through general taxation. The money is there.
But you're paying for it anyway, allegedly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what PRSI is supposed to be for, isn't it?
There's so much money being wasted, which is another issue we could talk about until 6 o'clock this evening.
Yeah.
And that's the real issue. But to cover the point that you brought up today on your show, I still think €10 for low-income families or single people on low income is probably too much, but having a charge is a good idea.
Okay, well, stay there just for a second. Let me go to Sharon. Sharon, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Niall.
Sharon, I mean, maybe it's the wrong time to be talking about charging people for something, and I get that, because at the cost of living at the moment, I don't believe anybody should be charged for anything the way things are going at the moment. But realistically, we have to be honest with ourselves when people are wasting doctors' times.
I agree. I think it should be a charge of €10. I mean, just you know, people seem to have money for false nails, eyelashes, a pint.
Well, not everybody has that kind of money.
Not everybody, no. Yeah. No, okay, not everybody. But it's no harm to make people think twice, because we should be taking more responsibility for our health anyway. Like, I know of certain people that run to the doctor the minute there's a sniffle. So I'm speaking from kind of a personal experience.
Yeah.
And I know myself, 9 times out of 10, like, I'll be fine if I wait it out.
Yeah.
And I do the right, you know, do the
old-fashioned thing. Yeah.
Our mothers and fathers didn't go running to doctors. I mean, we managed all this stuff ourselves years ago. If you had a boil you burst, that you didn't go in and go on a course of antibiotic after antibiotic. You know, so to a certain extent, I think it might make people think, you know, well, how can I deal with this myself?
Well, now, I do want to be cautious of the fact that I don't want to discourage people from going to the doctors if they think there's something seriously wrong.
Oh, no, if they need it.
Yeah.
Of course, they shouldn't hesitate.
Yeah. But you believe that people are hop-skipping and jumping to the doctor when it's free?
Oh, yeah.
And it costs nothing?
She not everybody, but a certain amount of people definitely are.
Mm.
Maybe, I don't know, I probably shouldn't pick on a particular part of society, but I don't know. I don't know if much younger people really know about the old ways of dealing with things. You know, if your child had a sniffle or a cold. And I know it's worrying when your child is sick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, 9 times out of 10, unless they have a very high temperature and you're really worried, you know. But, like, if they just have a sniffle.
I mean, I do believe if somebody has an ongoing illness, be it terminal or otherwise, and they have an ongoing illness, they shouldn't have to pay. And that's obvious, right? And
no.
Some people get medical cards because they have an ongoing illness. That's a different situation. And what we're talking about is people just abusing the system.
Yeah, and I can kind of say as well, like, I had an illness that went on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I had huge doctors, loads of doctors' visits a month in hospital, a lot of, you know, going to the doctor. But I left it. I probably left it for a while, and then when it didn't sort itself, I went. But I was fortunately covered by insurance. I was.
Well, this is it. Do you have to have private health insurance? But I'd be honest with you, I have private health insurance, but I find it useless, absolutely useless. As far as I'm concerned, it's only there for doomsday, because any time I've gone to claim for anything, they tell you it's not covered.
Well, it would have cost me about $50,000 now for what I went through. I had 2 stays in hospital. I had very complicated illnesses happen out of the blue. And where it started was with a boil on my arm. Now, I feel as though if that had have been lanced, it would have taken the poison out and it wouldn't have gone through my whole system. So I think in hindsight, honestly, I would have gone to my homeopathic doctor first. You know, my homeopath, because the last one that I had, he did manage to burst it with homeopathic medicine, and I never got one again, but I was getting them constantly. I was going to the doctor, and he felt the antibiotic for inhibiting
and do you,
it.
Why, do you believe in all that homeopathic stuff?
Just from the experience I had, you know, they couldn't keep removing the cyst.
But homeopathy is a pseudoscience, isn't it, more so than anything else? I mean, there used to be, even the NHS in the UK used to have a homeopathy hospital, and they closed it down because they didn't want to be responsible for it, because it's not evidence-based.
No, I know. But so was it pure coincidence then that
maybe
the homeopath managed to, you know,
maybe maybe it was correlation, not causation, as they
even
say.
Even though I had four or five of them had to be removed in hospital, mm-hmm. and I said I can't be a pincushion, I can't do this anymore.
No, I don't know. I mean, that's obviously your experience, yeah. and I'm not going to deny your experience.
Yeah. So I mean, their answer was to take antibiotics, but the antibiotics didn't work. Steroids didn't work. Nothing worked. And when I went to the homeopath, all I can say is that did work.
Now, but this is the whole idea that some diluted, and somebody mentioned before, it's similar to dropping one drop of whatever it is into a swimming pool of water and then putting it into a small thing and giving it to you and suggesting it works. But a lot of that is, I don't know. I don't know very much about it. But in saying that, from what I've read and what I heard about it, there's very little evidence that any of that works. But anecdotal stories, maybe it works for some people. I don't know. Maybe that's all to do with the mind as well and the body wanting to protect itself and all that kind of carry on. Will, just go back to what Sharon says. She doesn't see an issue with a €10 charge. Now, I know we're tough times at the moment and everything else, but realistically, you know, if you're on €209, you're probably not just on... By the way, there's nobody on just on €209 for the dole. People get other benefits to being on social welfare or low income because you get supports from the state in other ways too. So you're not... There's no very few people just living on €210. Be fair to say, Will.
I agree with Sharon, is it? I agree with Sharon.
Yeah.
That, you know, running to the doctor with a sniffle and not knowing how to look after yourself with minor little things is an issue. It's an issue we have. But I think, charge should apply. I think €10 is a bit excessive.
Okay.
I think, you know, society now with the cost of living is on the brink of, you know, there's a breaking point coming.
No, look, I couldn't disagree with you more, Will, in relation to that. And I know maybe it's a bad time for me to be asking people to throw out an extra tenner. Let's hear some of your WhatsApp voicemails that are coming in as well before we go into the break. If we can, I'll try and play one or two of these.
Hi, Niall. I would agree to a certain degree, but my 83-year-old mum only goes, she has chronic different illnesses, and she only goes when she really has to. And already she's on a drug that she has to have blood tests every 3 months, and she has to pay €20 for that regardless of whether she has a medical card or not. And I don't see why she should have to pay an extra €10 when she goes. I understand about people, yeah, and I've seen that myself, because I'm like you, I have to pay for it every time I go, and you see the same people if you do go. I could wait till I have a list. But at the same time, like, certainly for people like my mum, I don't think they should be. And she was, you know, she was a nurse. She cared for people all her life. So I don't really see how, you know, that would be fair, certainly on people like my mum and other people like her who don't abuse the system. I know it would be difficult. How do you kind of choose who abuses it and who doesn't? But, yeah, I wouldn't agree from that perspective. Anyway, thanks, Moya.
Absolutely. Look, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's why I did say at the start, I certainly wouldn't be charging pensioners, and or people over the age of 65, if that's what we're called when we're pensioners, I'm not too far away, and I certainly wouldn't be charging people who had ongoing illnesses or, you know, who needed care on a constant basis, like your mum who needed that blood test every time. That wouldn't be the case at all. It's to try to eradicate, as you recognise yourself, those people who are basically just there on a daily basis, and there's many of them, on a regular basis, who will just use the doctors because it's free. And the other problem they have as well is, and I got a text in a few minutes ago from a receptionist in GP's office who wants to remain anonymous, but she says people are less likely to cancel or not turn up for appointments when they're paying for it. She said on a regular basis, we've taken many people who I know are medical cards and they don't even show up. So that's a kind of common problem. When you're not paying for something, well, look, if I don't turn up, sure, nobody's going to charge me. It doesn't make any difference, does it? Really? Let's have a listen to more of your messages here again.
I entirely understand why the medical card fee could potentially be necessary to avoid missed appointments and abuse of the system. But when colleges brought in an administrative fee, that was only supposed to be minimal. And look how much people are charging now, or colleges are charging now, and people are paying for college fees. We're up at 3,500. I think we're the highest in Europe. I do think that the government would abuse it, and surgeries would abuse it. And over time, it would end up being expensive, even for people with medical cards, to go to the doctor. I think wasted money across the board in administration in the health service is basically what the problem is in this country. One of the major problems anyway in this country. Lots of middle management and pin pushers, and not enough doctors and the like, and nurses. So maybe if we could restructure that, and universal healthcare would be a more available thing for people, because medicine in this country is ridiculous. My parents are paying 5,000 a year. They are in their 70s and they're paying 5 grand a year for health insurance. It's ridiculous. Thanks, Millie. Vicky in Galway.
Well, yeah, Vicky in Galway, it is an awful lot of money. Private health insurance, by the way, is just a ridiculous cost. Absolutely ridiculous cost.
In Ireland, team, I can't come on because I'm literally just heading out the door to meet somebody. And I just wanted to say, no, I don't think this should be a charge for medical card holders attending their GP. I'm a medical card holder, but I very, very seldom go to the doctor. And anyway, you can't get an appointment these days. You also cannot get a dental appointment anywhere because you're a medical card holder. So I always just feel really discriminated against because I'm a medical card holder. I wouldn't have a medical card if I could afford to pay for a dentist or a GP or whatever. But I do think that medical card holders should have to pay a small amount if they attend A&E departments, because I have a friend who literally would go to A&E with a headache, you know. So I do think a lot of people do abuse the A&E system in the country. So I definitely think there should be a charge for A&E. Okay, thanks.
All right, yeah, that's probably a good call, a charge for A&E. And I remember there was a study done on the Mater Hospital A&E, and as I mentioned earlier on, many of the people who were there, they said a huge percentage of people there on an average morning between sort of 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock didn't need to be there. It's a complete waste of A&E's time.
Hi, Niall. The nearest place to me in the evenings when doctor surgeries are closed is the K-Doc in Nace. And they do now phone consultations where you tell them exactly what's wrong, and then they'll ask you where your nearest chemist is. You tell them where your nearest chemist is, and they'll email the chemist over your prescription. So you don't have to go into them, and there's no €65 charge or anything like that.
Do they? I haven't heard of it. There you go. Well, maybe some doctors do that. I haven't heard of it happening too often. Anyway, the number is 0871880008. Let's do a little poll on this during the break. Do you believe there should be, look, all things being good, forget about the cost of living for the moment, because we're talking about this in principle, because today it was revealed that $854 million was paid out of taxpayers' monies to GP's practices across the country for people visiting medical cards. And anecdotal stories have let us know that a lot of people seem to abuse the system. I'm not saying everybody does, by the way. Some people clearly don't. But leaving aside pensioners and people with critical illness or people with terminal illness who need to use the doctor on a regular basis, do you believe that your average Joe should have to pay, or Josephine, should have to pay a small administration charge for using a medical card? Yes, you believe that should be the case, or no, absolutely not, Niall. Let me know what you think. The number is 0871880008. Looking through the messages here, and surprisingly, well, I know it's tough times to be asking questions like this, by the way, the majority of people seem to agree that there should be some sort of charge. But let me go to Margaret. Margaret, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Margaret?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Now, you work in a GP practice.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. So do you think, look, I just made up the figure of €10 earlier on. I just said administration fee of some description. Anyway, I suppose it would be 5 or 10, and whatever.
Yeah.
But do you think that would discourage people from wasting time?
I do, to be honest with you, Niall. I've said it for a number of years myself. I've worked in the reception area for 20 years, and there's a lot of people that come in kind of time-wasting. I don't mean to say time-wasting as such, but it's nearly like a social call at times, you know what I mean? And you know,
it's just a checkup, like just to make sure I'm still okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and look, I understand. You know, there is some people that are really lonely out there. A lot of elderly people. You know what I mean? A social call to the doctor might be the only kind of social visit they have during the week. But
well, I see. I wouldn't find it in my heart to charge elderly people. To be honest with you,
of course. And Niall, I'd be the exact same as you. And I think doctors use their discretion, really. To be honest with you, do you know what I mean? But I think there is a lot of people out there. Some people that would make appointments with the doctor, not bother turning up. They might have a little scratch on their hands, you know, something that really, as other people have said years ago, our own parents would have dealt with themselves. You know, you go into the pharmacy, buy a bit of Savlon or, you know, things like that, that you should be able to deal with yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, people ring up now if they have a temperature that morning and they're ringing up, they want to see the doctor that day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, we just don't, the facility isn't there, you know what I mean, for patients.
Whereas if you're paying 65 quid or 50 quid, depending on which doctor you're going for, you're not, if you get a bit of a temperature, you're going to wait and see if it goes down before you ring.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? It's self-medicated. As you said yourself, Niall, 60 euros is very expensive to go to the doctor, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I mean, and like for, with medical cards, people can come in as many times as they want. Do you know what I mean?
Free charge.
So it's sometimes, yeah, exactly. And, it's
and can I ask you a question? I don't want to know where you work, but on an average morning when the reception area is full, I don't know how many people the reception area holds, or it depends on the size of the practice. Some places could have 20 or 30 people sitting there. But when it's full in the mornings, what percentage would be medical card holders?
Oh, I'd say definitely 70-80%, even more probably, Niall, to be honest with you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so in other words, people who pay are reluctant to go to the doctors.
Yeah. COVID has changed things a lot, I think. I'm sure every medical practice will say this. Like, it's taken, like, we would have had a walk-in arrangement in the morning. Like, we could have seen 60 people in the morning. Do you know what I mean? And most of the times, and I'm not trying to comment for even the doctors, like, how many of those actually have a real need to be there in the morning? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many people are actually really sick coming into the doctor? I'd say the percentage is very, very small. Do you know what I mean?
Who genuinely need a referral or need,
need a referral or genuinely need an antibiotic or, you know, maybe they have some mental health problems and things like that. That's totally understandable. You know what I mean? They need to come in and be seen. But there's a lot of people that would not necessarily need to be there in the morning. That's something that they could deal with over the phone.
Yeah, a bit of a cold.
Reception. Exactly. You know, it's a small fee, even 2 to 5 euros. I'm telling you, Niall, you'd have a lot of time wasters that wouldn't want to pay that.
Yeah.
To come in and see the doctor.
Because if you were on low income or you were only on 209 quid a week or whatever it is, and you had to pay a fiver, it might discourage you from wasting that fiver because it's important to you.
Exactly. And you'll make it that you'll really want to come in and see the doctor genuinely. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, it's hard to say, do you know what I mean? But I think a small fee, 2 to 5 euros, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Now don't get me wrong, can I point out that I'm all in favour of a free healthcare system?
Yeah,
unfortunately, we don't have it in this country and we can't afford it, allegedly, at the moment, although we can waste billions on other things. We can't afford it at the moment. So for the time being, why we can't afford it, I think there's an unfair system whereby, and I know people who are pinned to the collar with their mortgages, with everything, and if they get sick, you know, they have to decide, do I have a dinner tonight or go to the doctor? You know what I mean? Because they can't afford it.
60 euros is a lot for a doctor's visit now, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're going to the pharmacy, like if you're on inhalers, you know what I mean, if you're chronic asthmatic, that's 80, 90 euros as well on a drug payment scheme. Like 130 euros a month is a lot of money for people now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially with the rising petrol costs and electricity and things like that. It's a huge amount of money to people, you know what I mean?
I'm looking, when I read this article this morning in the paper, there was 854 million was paid to GP practices from people on medical cards. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's only a billion quid.
It's a lot of money.
You know what I mean?
It is.
And don't get me wrong, most of that was necessary. Yeah. I'm sure most of those were genuine patients, but well, a lot of it were genuine patients with genuine needs, but a lot of it was time wasting. So from your experience to people who are on medical card who make appointments are less likely to show up?
Yeah, they are, Niall, to be honest with you. It is a staggering amount. And the problem is when you do have people who are genuinely sick and ring up and looking for an appointment that day, unfortunately, we don't have any appointments. We can't get the genuine people who are sick that day an appointment, and then the people don't turn up for their appointments. A small fee, 2 euros or 5 euros, I think hopefully it would alleviate a lot of, problems with the healthcare system, maybe just in local GPs and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, we all know we don't have enough GPs. We need more of them as well.
We don't. Yeah. You know what I mean? But look at it there, Niall. You go back to the education. It's all, you know, I don't want to say it's management by the government. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What can you do?
Unfortunately, young men and women who are becoming doctors and GPs are leaving the country for better opportunities. Well, stay there for a second because I want to go to Maria as well. Maria, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Maria?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, you have a medical card.
I have. I do for the last 3-4 years.
Okay.
Because I have a neurological problem.
I remember talking to you the last time. Lovely to talk to you again. I hope you're doing well, you and the dog.
I am, yes. But it's horrible what that woman actually said. But no, I'm not disagreeing with her at all. But it's terrible to think that people abuse it like that.
Yeah.
Because in I worked full time before that, so I know I rarely went to the GP.
Yeah.
I worked in healthcare.
You got a bang on the head, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And for everything, like I very seldom go to my GP now because I know that she has done what she can for me.
Mm. But I did say from the start, I wouldn't charge you. Or I wouldn't charge people who had an ongoing illness or a terminal illness or genuine illnesses. I genuinely wouldn't. I think there has to be a level of common sense about approach to it. So you
but now it's like one. Don't get me wrong. I think that this is the problem with our country. There have been people that have made it. They've never worked, and they have access to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about people with disabilities, illnesses, or old age pension, but there has people that have abused the system and have never worked a day in their life and have access to everything,
every support that's available.
And by the way,
there are people who know the system and know how to use the system to the best advantage,
and,
of course.
And believe me, I am only on the 208 and I have to pay privately to see my neurologist and everything out of
that. I don't know how you can afford to do that. You shouldn't have to do that, by the way, if you're only on 208. You shouldn't have to pay, because I am assuming privately to see a neurologist probably costs £150 to say hello.
Oh, it's £180 for about 10 minutes if you're lucky.
To say hello, yeah.
Yeah. And literally, I've been on the waiting list for the public service for 4 years now.
Wow.
And had to reapply just a few months ago.
The system is broken. I know that. But this is another part of the broken system. Yeah.
Everything has to be rearranged. It's like you had a program about
Maria, do me a favour, because I'm late for a break here, so I have to go into a break. So will you stay with me and I'll come back to the programme you were talking about in a second, all right? Okay, so stay with me there, Maria. The number is 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting.
Classic Hits Radio.
Keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Okay, let me go back to Maria if I can. Sorry, Maria, and I do apologise for cutting you a little bit short there. Okay, so you mentioned that on some other programme I was talking about something and you were going to tell me what it was, but go on, what was it?
Yeah, it was about the people on the social housing not paying their rent.
The rent arrears. Yes, of course.
And
yeah,
things like that should be taken out of their money. Like, I mean, I pay property tax and that comes out of my bank account. So, like, I believe in a welfare state, but it has to be
monitored better. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's just totally gone.
Well,
crazy.
I mean, well, look, the government have a duty, and the Exchequer has a duty to protect taxpayers' money, and don't get me wrong, those in need and those who need to be supported, like yourself, at a time need to have that. But those who don't or those who are abusing it need to be called out as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, do me a favour, stay there a second because I want to go to Tommy as well because he's coughing in the background. I think he needs to go to a doctor. Tommy, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you, Tommy?
How are you going, now?
Do you need to go to the doctor, Tommy?
I think so, yeah.
So, Tommy, shouldn't there be a small charge?
Yes, provided you can guarantee he's not going to keep going up every so often with them.
Yeah.
Because when you do make charges in this country, you've noticed over the years, it starts off a small amount. Like, you know, you look at the group payment scheme, in other words, you start off at €25. And it went up as far as €140 at one stage.
Yeah. Because so in other words, it needs to be capped. That we love that word.
It's not going to go beyond that point, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. And I do get the point you're making, and that's a fair point, because you are right. The government do have a habit of, once they manage to introduce something, that it turns into, you know, a free-for-all, whatever you want.
It's like the USC. They've done it with the USC. That's only supposed to be a two-year thing. We're still paying it today.
Oh, but you're, and didn't Enda Kenny tell us in 2011 or 2012 that he was going to eradicate USC before 2015 at 1% per year? So they never did it.
No, people seem to
People seem to forget the promises, by the way, the politicians make and then just break constantly all the time.
No, well, don't forget them. That's the problem.
You have a good memory, Tommy, have you?
Yeah, like yours, man.
Yeah. So how much does your doctor charge, by the way?
My doctor charges €65. But if I ring the doctor, my doctor in the morning, I was just listening to your WhatsApp there, you're on about the K-Doc. I ran the K-Doc last year. And before you get anything, they'll ask you for €65 off your card.
What, just to ring you? Just to talk to you on the phone, like?
To talk to you on the phone.
I'm in the wrong career, I swear to God.
Yeah, what happened was I ran the K-Doc last year. I wasn't feeling well. I knew it was a chest infection, but I wanted to see a doctor get checked out. So the person at the other end of the phone said, look, you're going to have to give me a card number because it's €65. The doctor rang it back.
Right.
So I said, no, but I want to see the doctor.
I just want to talk to him. you want to see him, yeah.
I want to see him. Well, I talked to the doctor. I was charging another €15 at the desk before I'd even seen him. So that made it cost me £80 to see the dub doc.
That's mental.
My own GP.
And you know what I've often said, and I hate this to be an insult to GPs because they've worked hard and trained hard, but maybe I'm wrong in thinking this. It's an easy job because I'll tell you why. The majority of people that come into you, your customers or your clients or your patients or whatever you want to refer to them as, right, they'll tell you what's wrong with them.
That's correct.
So you walk into a doctor and you go, how are you doing, doctor? I have a bit of a tightness in the chest there and a bit of a wheeze. I have a chest infection. And they go, Yeah. And they have a quick listen. Yeah, you have a chest infection. I'll just give you an antibiotic here. And if they're unsure about what is wrong with you, which they probably are, they'll refer you to somebody else. So it's a fairly handy number, isn't it?
I went over to my GP there earlier on the year. I was going to see him. And he says, by the way, I was 50 quid. I said, for a phone consultation. The guy said, I rang the doctor that morning. I told him what was wrong with me. I told him what to prescribe me. I told him where to send it to. And he charged me £50.
So when I went just to make any sense, we shouldn't laugh.
No. When I went to see the GP, I said, you know when we say something to the doc? He said, what's that? I said, this pandemic has been great for doctors. He says, what do you mean? I said, you've now become miracle workers. He says, hell. I said, before this pandemic, I had to come over to you. You just check me out and see if you could find out what was wrong with me. Now you can tell me over the phone without even seeing me what is wrong with me. Do you know where I'm coming from? So they've changed when they have to examine you. And they go on the phone and say, no, sir, that's a chest of it. That's your heart, Tommy. Yeah, we know about that.
But £50 just to talk to him for 5 minutes.
£50 for a phone consultation, yeah.
Yeah, just to tell him what's wrong with you, even though you know what's wrong with you in the first place.
You know what's wrong with you. For him to send the description over to the thing.
Over to the absent.
€20 for your 6 month prescription, if you're on the 6 month prescription. They charge you €20 to send it over to the chemist. It's an email. It costs nothing.
I know. Look, for a lot of people, they'll say it's a money-making racket. Listen, Tommy, thanks, and I hope you keep well. Well, we seem to have opened a little bit of a can of worms in relation to this big story today in the paper that nearly €1 billion is paid out to GP practice for medical card holders. Somebody else, by the way, mentions that even if they cancel the appointments, the doctors still get paid. I don't know how true that is, by the way. But maybe it is true. If you work in a practice, you could probably tell me that. Hi, Niall. I work in the healthcare system. I see it firsthand what's happening with medical card holders. 95% of them are a disgrace. Well, I wouldn't. That's a statistic you've come up with. But anyway, they're after destroying the medical card system, the exaggerated situation just to get an appointment, and the knock-on effect is that the genuine person is pushed aside. I leave you with one thing. I pity the kids of the future. Their mothers have them destroyed with running to the doctor with things as little as a pain in the toe. And then some of the other messages we're getting in as well on a WhatsApp audio that are coming in at the moment.
Hi, Niall. Love the show. Just the medical card There is no barcode, there is nothing on it, only just a number. So when you give that number to your doctor, he can use that number as often as he likes. Why don't they put kind of a credit on the card that you can use so many times a year, and every time you go to the doctor that you have to tap the card off this machine like a credit card, and your credit is taken off, and then if you have to apply for new ones, that you apply for them and give a reason why you need them. It's just that every single system in this country is absolutely abused, and after what the scandal with Leo and the doctors and all that kind of thing, can we really trust our doctors either? Listen, love the show, Niall, and you're going to fix the country for us yet.
I am going to fix the country. I'm going to become the Taoiseach of this country in the next 5 years. You do realise that?
Hi, Niall. I think there should be an administrative charge of 5 to 10 euros, but only for excessive visits. So they should be able to get at least one free visit per month. And anything after that, pay for. And I know it's on a different subject, but I think also anybody who rolled into A&E over the weekend with alcohol-related injuries or illnesses, they should have to pay.
Yeah,
and they, you know.
Couldn't agree with you more.
I think also for, I'm sorry, Niall, but smokers.
Yeah.
If you're going to be smoking, if you're going to have health issues due to smoking, you should be paying as well.
Yeah.
All the best. Take care. Bye.
Yeah. No. Okay. I'm going to help myself out here. I'm going to support one thing that you said in relation to drink. Rocking up to A&E, they should have to pay. Or if I'm in a smoking related illness in A&E, which I doubt I'd be in A&E for smoking related illnesses, you'd be more serious than that. But I think it would be fair to say that smokers have probably paid an awful lot of tax in their lives by buying cigarettes. So they're probably well and truly. I worked it out once that if you're smoking for 40 years, you've paid 180,000. If you smoke an average of 20,000 cigarettes a day, I think it's 180,000 in tax. So that's probably covered, well and truly covered your medical expenses. Van Havis,
now, I think you're walking into a catch-22 at the moment. GPs, you can't get an appointment because so many medical card holders are going too often. But if you make it free for everybody, nobody will get an appointment. I believe in the UK, you can't get an appointment for love nor money. So figure that one out. Thanks.
Yeah, at the moment, I believe there is a problem in the UK because of the staffing issue. But generally speaking, the NHS is clearly a much better service than the HSE. Now, I know they have a larger population of taxpayers, more money in the kitty, etc., etc. But yes, I do know that at the moment they have a problem, certainly with waiting lists for people. Let me go to Lorraine. Lorraine, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Lorraine?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Now, getting just very, very briefly, because I want to move on a second, but I think your call is important because obviously you've worked in the practice. And, I mean, is it abused as much as people are saying?
100%, and I actually would have worked in a dental practice as well, and like GPs have a set fee for a year for a medical card holder, but for a dentist does not get paid unless they come, and we would have had loads of appointments made, long appointments, and we would have had patients that just never showed up for appointments.
Okay.
So we're turning away genuine patients who are actually really sick for that appointment, you know?
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you.
Now, with the medical card, I do agree, like, the 10 euro or the 25 euro for A&E, like, it's a reasonable offer, you know? No, it's a reasonable price to pay. And obviously, like, people with underlying conditions are very sick.
Yeah, there would be exceptions to that. It would be wavered for certain people, of course. Or elderly
100%.
People.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and when you say abused, you know, and I mentioned earlier on to somebody who was on who also works in the GP practice, and they were saying, you know, that...
Yeah, I was listening to her. So basically, like, it would have been as late of last week where, like, I would have got an abusive phone call from a patient. So the doctor actually had to ring her and say, look, just say, Mary Murphy, we will no longer be able to hold you at our practice if you continue to abuse the phone lines. Because she would have rang 8 times in the period of an hour and a half.
For what?
For her prescription.
And why was she ringing 8 times for?
They wouldn't understand, you know, that you have to wait 24 hours, 48 hours. Like, as I said earlier on, like, we're in the middle of medical reports. There's so much that goes on behind the...
Of course, yeah.
...the closed scenes, you know? And we have a lot of other stuff to attend to, and they just, they don't understand. They walk in off the street, expecting a walk-in appointment, some, maybe 15%, 20% would actually refuse to wear a mask.
Who walks in off the street to a GP's practice?
Patients.
People walk in and just go, how are you doing? I want to see a doctor.
Yeah, as late as this morning.
And you'd say to them, "I'm sorry, you have to have an appointment." That's what
everybody has. Yeah,
And the reaction
this morning,
to that
is, a man actually walked in and he only wanted to get a form signed. He said, "Can I have a quick word with the doctor?" And I said, "Yeah, no problem." I said, "Look, what is it in relation to?" I said, "I see you don't have an appointment here." And he said, "Oh, no, it's just to sign a form." And I said, "Yeah, I said, I can take it from you and leave it here and you can come back tomorrow or Friday because Wednesday's our half day."
Fair enough.
And he said, "No, no, I want it done now."
Now?
Now. So bear in mind, I was in a practice where there's only one GP on duty and there was 6 patients already waiting to be seen.
Yeah.
And we facilitate 20 to 25 minutes per patient. But obviously, sometimes if there is other issues with the patient, you know, the consultation goes on for longer.
Yeah, some can be shorter, some can be longer. Yeah.
So he came. I'm still waiting to be seen. And I said,
"Yes,
I told you."
I hope that's not his name.
No.
It's okay. I dumped it anyway, so nobody heard it. But okay, so you said, "Okay, Mr. Joe Bloggs there."
I just said, "Look," I said, "we're very busy." I said, "I already explained." I said, "You've no appointment made." I said, "I offered you to leave your form with me to sign," and he said no, it was urgent. So he we get it every day, like, you know.
And how often do you take abuse?
Just say maybe 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay, and to be fair, by the way, you can be abused by people who are paying patients as well, I imagine.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, you wouldn't. A paying patient, you wouldn't get abused by, really. No.
So you believe, from your observations...
Maybe one patient in every 50, if a prescription isn't in less than 24 hours, you might get them cheering back the next day saying, "Oh, this is John Murphy. I'm just going to use John Murphy again. Yeah. I phoned in yesterday for my prescription. It's not in the pharmacy." And I would have actually worked in a pharmacy as well in a previous job. I would have worked in healthcare in all aspects.
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, John," I said, "you know that you can get a 5-day loan on your prescription?" And he said, "No, I can't." So you actually can, except the only thing would be controlled drugs, as for sleeping tablets and other controlled high painkillers you couldn't get a loan of. But no pharmacy can you deny you an emergency supply of medication.
No, I've seen that in the past.
Yeah.
So what you're saying to me, from your observations, and this is just your observations, the majority of abuse that you get, almost all of it, is from people who wear medical cards.
Yeah.
And the majority of time wasted or people not turning up for appointments is people in medical cards.
Yeah.
The majority of people who come in demanding an appointment there and then are people in medical cards.
Yeah. Just say if it's a Friday afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock, our practice would finish at 5 as normal or whatever, but that's not us finishing at 5, that's us finishing at 6 or 6:30. And it's often been later in the case. Just say another John Murphy rings and he's looking for an appointment and you say, "Look, no, John," I said, "the nearest appointment is Monday." You offer him South Doctoring at 6 o'clock. He doesn't want to wait because he just wants his regular GP, which is okay. Fair enough. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's 100%. I wouldn't really like to go to South Doc either. But if you're left with no other option, so you facilitate an appointment for him on Monday morning. He never shows up.
Right. No explanation, no nothing.
No explanation. He'll get a prescription.
And somebody else in the interim, somebody else, a paying customer, might have rang and you said, "Sorry, I can't give you an appointment until Tuesday."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know. It's getting tougher, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so hard.
And you think a small administration fee, provided it was waivered for genuine patients with terminal illnesses or older people,
you think that would make
a difference?
Like, you would be recommended to get your blood done twice a year and your blood pressure checked twice a year. So I think the €10 fee was a payment, you know, that is a very reasonable...
Do people get their bloods done twice? Aisling, do you get your...
Yeah, you're actually... I could nearly send you on a picture. I'm here looking at the wall now and we're actually medical card holders from the 1st of February in 2018. They were meant to be charged €10 for bloods taken. So maybe 40, 50% of patients will pay the €10, but the other percentage won't pay the €10 because they say, "Sure, I'm on social welfare payment. I'm on Dole. I'm only on €100 a week. I don't have that. Where am I going to get that money?"
But if it's a genuine case,
Saturday
I don't mind.
Town, which would actually annoy you. You'd see them out in the street and, like, it's just annoying and frustrating when you see them, you know, and, like, they have, you know, like, they're not short of anything by no means, like, but they'd refuse to pay the €10.
I'm looking here at the story. There was a story in the paper there last week. HSE refunds €2,600 to medical card holders who paid GPs for blood tests.
Yeah.
So in other words, even if they pay it, they can get their money back.
Yeah, they can. Yeah. So like every 4 years, you know the way we're entitled to claim medical expenses as a taxpayer. So they can also claim that back.
Ah, shit, jeepers.
Yeah. So it's not easy.
By the way, you just mentioned there a minute ago, sorry now, I'm using a lot of your time now, but you mentioned you're meant to get a blood test twice a year.
Yeah.
Aisling, when was the last time you got a blood test? Last year. Okay.
Twice a year, and blood pressure would be vital as well for women. Especially
I have my Apple Watch.
My
Apple Watch tells me blood pressure. That's grand.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Blood tests, I mean, I've only ever got a blood test if I felt there was something wrong with me.
No. You should be getting a blood test every year by right. But
I don't mind Aisling, my producer Aisling. She's a hypochondriac anyway, the best of times. So Aisling, if Aisling even felt funny, she'd be down to the doctors.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's up to yourself. Like, a lot of people would, for peace of mind, you know. Like, we would have had people that would have got tests done and they might have thought they were perfect and something would have showed up. Now, not bear in mind, it wouldn't be anything serious.
I remember,
B12 sorry. Or something
now, we never
like
got
that,
off on
you know?
A tangent. I remember listening to a doctor on the radio one day and he was talking and he said to the presenter of the show, he said, there's about 100 people outside in your radio station, isn't there? And he says, yes, let's assume, he said, they're all healthy people. He said, do you know that if we did an MRI and a blood test and a scan, a CT and all
something
those people...
Something would show up.
He said, something will show up on it. He said, we'll probably find cancer in at least 10% of them.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, would you really... And he said, there is an argument that sometimes some people are better off not knowing. That they...
Yeah.
That it, no, would, be, it would be so it would
that,
be so dormant.
That would actually touch base with me because my godfather, he's passed away now 4 years ago. So he originally went to his GP with a chesty cough and he actually had thyroid cancer and four shadows in his lung and he was dead in less than a year. So he honestly thought he'd only a chesty cough.
I know, look, and I advise everybody, you know, if you feel there's something wrong with you, please do go to the doctor. Always do go to the doctor and get a second opinion if you feel there's something wrong with you. Don't just put up with it. But the other thing as well is, they say that most men die with prostate cancer.
Yeah.
So they, in other words, you know, when you die at 80 or 90 years of age, you most likely have, a lot of men would have prostate cancer. But they never probably get it checked or they haven't had it checked. But it's a very slow burning cancer, thankfully. And it's one of the most recoverable cancers that you can recover from. But that sometimes, you know, if you're 80 or 90 years of age and you find out you have prostate cancer, you're probably better off not knowing.
Yeah, well, you know I suppose at that age, you know, I mean, because they have a lot of worry and stress anyway.
You know?
A lot of, like, they'd be probably hitting other signs, you know, with dementia, Parkinson's, you know, like a lot of them probably wouldn't be 100% medically fit anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the last thing they want to hear.
Well, look, it's been lovely talking to you, Lorraine. You're enlightening.
Thanks very much.
We must get you on again on a more regular basis.
Thanks. We could talk all day.
Thanks very much, Lorraine. All right, there you go, Lorraine, with some insights there into what's going on. And she believes from her observation, that's just her observation, by the way, that the majority of abuse that she gets are for medical card holders. The majority of cancellations or appointments are medical card holders. And that she believes that there is an abuse of the system. Now, she's not saying that everybody, by the way, using a medical card is like that, because they're clearly not. Most people using the medical card are genuine. They're sick and they need to see a doctor. But she says that there should be maybe an administration charge, as long as you're not elderly or you're not a patient with an ongoing underlying illness or terminal illness, that there should be a charge to discourage people from wasting time. It's not a bad idea.
Hi, Niall. In relation to medical cards, I believe the average industrial take-home pay is about €600 after all taxes. And with welfare is approximately a third of that, at 205 or so. So, ergo, make them pay a third of all medical costs. A third of the doctor's fees, €60, make them pay 20. Medicines, if they're 40 quid or 30 quid, make them pay a third of the equivalent. It's fair as fair. I mean, I have to pay all my own bills and pay all the medicines and pay the doctors and pay everything else. So, fair is fair. Okay, Niall, thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not like they're getting no money. It's probably a third of the average industrial wage. So he's got a good point. If it's a third of the average industrial wage, well, then maybe you should have to pay a third of what everybody else has to pay and not just get it for free. And that will make it easier for everybody, because if there was an administration fee and it was ring-fenced, well then, you know, that gentleman or me, when you go in, you wouldn't have to pay 65, you might have to pay 40, because that money would be ring-fenced and go back into the GP's office, if you know what I mean.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.